BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Proud of the AWP, G, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, clocking in for you on a Tuesday. 63 degrees right about now, and of course, you already know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 70. Rain in the forecast all day long. Getting a little break right now, but streets still wet out there this morning. If you're headed to the bus stop, taking them kids to the bus stop, be careful on your driving. Then we're going to get a little break, and then later in the morning, the rain is going to come back and stay with them. Up with us most of the afternoon and then be back late tonight. So we get a break, rain, break, more rain, and then rain tomorrow. But it's going to be warm again. 70 is the high for the day. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
How you feeling, big dog?
Feeling wonderful. What about you?
I'm good. How was your night last night?
Wonderful. Shout out to Eastway Middle School and Cochran Collegian. Went over there to that game. So shout out to both of them. Cochran walked away with that win, but both teams played very hard. So shout out to both of them.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cochran. They still undefeated or what they doing over
no,
there?
No. They're not undefeated.
They're undefeated. No. Okay.
I don't know exactly what their record is. I think they've lost two games.
Okay.
Two or three, I think. I'm not 100%.
Okay. Well, shout out to all the middle schoolers out there doing their thing, man. It's always big to see them play. All right, also the Madhouse with us this morning. Y'all say what's up, the comedian Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Gaffney.
Good morning.
Spartanburg.
Good morning.
All the way back to Monroe.
Good morning.
Come on, the Charlotte America,
good
man.
Good morning.
What's up, y'all?
What's happening? What up, boy?
Good, man. Gotta
good morning,
say,
Jeff.
Good morning.
Gotta say congratulations out to LSU.
Got to.
Stayed and watched that game. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't stay.
I did.
That game took way too long.
And I'm like, man, college football, like NFL game would have been over by 11. Like, why does college football games take so long?
Because they kept throwing the ball.
But I was like, good. This game was 8 hours long. It was like an 8-hour work day.
That game was almost 5 hours?
Yeah, it was long, bro. But it started out, Clemson was on a run. They was killing that LSU, and then all of a sudden.
Right.
They let them boys back in the game, and them
that
boys
offense,
woke.
Man.
They woke up, and shout out to Thaddeus Moss, Randy Moss' son. You know he's from Charlotte. He went to Mallet Creek, had two touchdowns last night. So shout out to him, man! Congratulations on that ring, Randy Moss's sideline being the big daddy, and cheering his son on. So shout out to Thaddeus Moss from Charlotte, Randy Moss' son getting that ring with LSU, and Boosie Badass was talking junk all last night, and he had something he said he was going to do if LSU won. I forgot exactly what it was. I got to go back to his Instagram page and watch. But after they won, I know he was talking big junk. Shout out to my big dog, Hey Bebe. You remember the guy who the song is about? Hey Bebe.
Yeah.
DJ Bebe. He's out of Louisiana, but he works in Dallas. So shout out to him. He said he grew up a big LSU fan since he's from Louisiana. So shout out to them boys, man. Come on with that victory. Been a minute, like what, 2008 since they won?
2007.
Yeah.
Since they won the last time.
When Brandon LaFell played.
Yep.
So shout out to them, man. But there it is. We got a new national champion. It's the year of the new. We got a new everything.
About to be a new Super Bowl champion.
About to be a new Super Bowl champion.
New national champion.
Yeah. We ain't even talking about Montal Hill. They terrible. With the capital, terrible. They just terrible. We lost to Clemson at all. All right, man.
Y'all did?
Yes. Clemson hadn't beat Carolina at home in 59 years.
You know seriously?
How many presidents and popes we done had in 59
Williams
years?
You think Roy Williams going to get fired?
No. That ain't going to happen.
Y'all got some recruits coming in next year,
though. I think the world going to come to an end before Roy Williams get fired. But, yeah, man, a lot of stuff happening in the sports world. And there it is. Got an action-packed show for y'all this morning right around the corner. We got your Madhouse question of the day. And you know what it is? It's Tuesday, so we got the trending topics on the way right around 6:37 this morning. And let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
I woke up a couple million more.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. How the day of the Queen City is going to be right near 70. And of course, you know, right now it's about 63 degrees on your way at the house this morning. Watch out for the rain. Rain is going to start, and be back at it again tomorrow. And then tomorrow's high is about 72 as well. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who.
All right, Nolan Valera, the Morning Madhouse. I was reading this story this morning about Burger King. So this group called 1 Million Moms said that Burger King has in their ad, they have the word damn in their ad. You know, they have this new Impossible Whopper. The ad says, damn, that's good. 1 Million Moms has called for a boycott of Burger King over the use of the word damn in their commercial ad. You agree or disagree that we should boycott Burger King over the use of the word damn in their commercial ad? And they put a petition out. Almost 10,000 people have already signed a petition. What? In less than 24 hours.
Stop playing with me.
Well, their statement was that, you know, Burger King has always been a clean company, but this ad is irresponsible and tasteless, and is extremely destructive and damaging to impressionable children viewing the commercial. And they said, we want to boycott Burger King, number one, to show them that they need to clean up their ad, and number two, they want to boycott Burger King until they decide to clean the ad up. Your thoughts? What you got?
Larry, I'll be damned if I boycott Burger King. I'm not going to stop going to Burger King because they're cussing.
I don't give a damn what these people think. This is stupid.
This is a stupid petition.
Hey, listen, that's what's out there. You know, people petition them and want to boycott because of everything.
Everything.
Though. You because know of everything. People got too much damn time.
But you have to agree a little with what they said when they said children are very impressionable and they might watch this ad. And one of the moms even said, you know, children repeat what they hear.
No. Okay.
Why are your damn children watching so much TV?
I'm saying, no, you know, kids watch, and Burger King ads come on Disney.
Burger King Take ads. Away the damn remote from them kids.
But Burger King ads come on even channels that show cartoons. I mean, I can feel what they're saying, but ain't no damn way I'm boycotting Burger King.
I ain't boycotting Burger King. Their burgers too
good.
You
need to stop letting your kids eat so much damn Burger King. Not that good for them.
I'm just saying, it's a damn shame that, you know what I mean, people would do this. This is a damn shame that they would go out there and waste all this paper to boycott,
man,
the damn king.
If they don't sit down somewhere, ain't nobody boycotting but no damn, the damn Burger King.
But 10,000 damn people have signed the petition already.
Look at all these damn dummies.
Are you also going to boycott the Bible?
Right.
Like, come on now. Get out of here.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So, yo, why are we spending our time on it? Come on.
This might be the dumbest one I've ever heard.
Hey, listen, it's a petition that's going around. Like I said, 10,000 people have signed off on it. So y'all can tap in on this damn topic of the morning.
What you say, Larry? Us, them, or other?
Us, them, or other.
Definitely other. Definitely them and others. No, that's just them.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's just them. The 1 Million Moms organization. I never heard of this organization until today, but there it is. How do we tap in on it?
On our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave your comments on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry!
C's 19 here in the Queen City. Time for your nosy neighbor news quickie. Janelle Monae Renee is opening up about her sexuality. The singer and actress took to Twitter over the weekend to say that she identifies as non-binary. All right. People that identify as non-binary are not exclusively masculine or feminine. Yeah. So, just so that y'all know.
All right.
Thank you, Janelle Monae. We really appreciate that.
Appreciate that, Janelle.
Does that now get added to the LGB?
It shouldn't.
It's going to be another B?
Oh, let me stop.
No,
non-binary. Okay.
What is that one of those?
People make up stuff just to, so they can say they're not.
Isn't that a transgender?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm a man. That's all I know. That's all I care about. You can't say nothing now.
I don't know. Whatever
you think it's necessary for celebrities to come forward and tell what they identify as?
My thing, she's probably been asked the question so much, she just wanted to come out and say something. You know, if you know Janelle Monae, she just, you know, she's like the type of person, like, she just who she is. She just
She was in a relationship with another actress, and I cannot think of her name. Beautiful young lady.
I know exactly who you're talking about, but I can't think of her name either.
Cannot think of her name, but they were in a relationship together for a long time. But like I said, do you think it's necessary for celebrities to come forward and say what they identify as?
Me personally, I don't. Like, but other people they want to know, because, you know, people as a whole are nosy, and they want to know. They want to know who you dating.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was like, they want to know who you dating. They want to know, you know, are you gay? Are you bisexual? They want to know. I don't care. Me personally, I don't care.
I think for men in society right now, it is necessary for them. Not to say that I care or anything like that, but for men, celebrities, male celebrities, it is like we want to know what you are. For females, it's more accepted for them to sort of be, you know,
I got you,
all over whatever it is with their sexuality. But I think for men, the people out here want to know, what are you?
Yeah, I mean, like, because when Lil Nas X came out, everybody was like, what?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, why? Like, wait, we didn't, like, nobody really, at that particular time, nobody was asking.
But I think also nobody knew a lot about Lil Nas X.
Right. I mean, I agree with that.
You know, he hadn't been on the scene for a very long time or anything like that. Had he been on the scene for a little bit longer, had more music and everything like that, was doing more interviews, we were seeing more of his intimate life, people might go, what are you?
Right.
What are you?
I agree.
What's going on? But he was new and fresh to the scene, and he made that announcement fairly early into
like
his
quick.
Career.
It was like, all right,
let me just let y'all know.
Hey, I'm gay. Like,
which goes along with what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Males are the ones that feel like they have to let it be known. Look at how long Janelle Monae has been out on the scene.
Right.
And she's just now saying, look, here it is, y'all. I'm non-binary. I never heard of that term.
Me neither. And people...
Sound like a science term.
It does. Exactly. It is a science term, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, two cups of chlorine.
Non-binary.
Doesn't that describe flower petals or something? Right.
A plant?
People have questioned Queen Latifah for years. People have questioned Missy for years. And I don't think they've really come out either way.
Exactly, right? And they don't receive a lot of backlash about it. But you don't receive a lot of backlash about it. But if you have a guy that you are wondering about, they're going to be like,
I get it.
It's going to, you know, so not that I care.
Yeah.
But I think that that's just the way that society is set up, where males have to identify themselves in a certain way, whereas ladies, we can just go on about
and
our
be
business.
Whoever y'all want to be. Yeah, because I feel what you're saying, because I think it was like that with Frank Ocean, because you know, when he came out, people was like, oh, he's thinking about a dude.
And think about how many athletes we have out there that are living in fear, like they won't come out.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Look what happened with Dwight Howard.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so
you gonna do Dwight like that? Dwight.
Dwight didn't do nothing to Dwight. That transgender did something to Dwight.
Dwight said
somebody did something to Dwight.
Exactly.
Somebody need to do something to Dwight's hair. That's what somebody need to do. What is he doing with it?
Bobby Valentino?
Exactly.
Bobby Valentino said he was tricked.
They actually, what's the other dude? Mr. C?
Now, Mr. C was a little
tricked with a penis.
He said he was tricked.
That's pretty straight. That's pretty straightforward to me.
Exactly. You can't be tricked with a penis.
He said he was tricked. I'm just telling you what he said. That's what he said.
He
came in the room.
In 2020, what you are not going to do is just say stuff and expect us to believe
it. Right.
That's what you're not going to do.
Bobby Valentino said he went in the room and he thought it was something and it wasn't that and he left. That's what
did you...
He thought it was something
very distinctive.
He thought it was something when he was dealing with a woman and he heard something go boing.
I know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Man, it's the weekend. Heartless Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Man, it's Power 98. Nola Blair, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. You got to hit the hashtag MHQOTD, the madhouse question of the day, which today is this group called 1 Million Moms is calling for a boycott of Burger King over this ad about their Impossible Burger. In the ad, they used the word damn. They used damn in the commercial, and they said the moms have said that this is very destructive to children. And they want y'all to boycott Burger King. Y'all gonna boycott Burger King?
I said, well, damn.
Are you gonna boycott this damn ad or not?
Why, no. No, absolutely not. That's got to be the most damnedest, stupidest thing I've ever heard of. No.
Mm. 1 million moms, they say they want y'all to boycott Burger King over the use of damn in their commercial ad. Are you going to boycott?
I say you tell whoever brought that petition up that she need to set her damn ass down.
You can tap in. Where you can tap in at, Miss Jessica?
On our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. You can go there right now. You can actually see the ad, and you can hear them say damn. And how quick it is in the ad. It's very quick. You might miss it.
Yeah.
And of course it's us. It's us that say it.
They're gonna put us in there.
It's us that dress like them.
It's us that say it, but it's them that signed it.
It was harmless.
It was harmless.
That to you, but it's 1 million moms, they've already got 10,000 signees, Burpee.
Well, 90% of them mama said this is stupid.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new
money. Smell of money. Run the streets. Now let the keys come.
Trinity Dobby Tuesday being brought to you by the Martin Luther King Prayer Breakfast. You can check it out Monday, January 20th, next Monday. It's the 26th annual. It's going to be going down at the Charlotte Convention's Crown Ballroom. Doors open up at 7:30. The program is going to begin at 8, and you can join us because we will be broadcasting live and on site like we always are. More details, log on to power98fm.com. All right, trending this morning. How would you like to have a date on the moon? Jessica, if a man invited you to the moon to take a trip to the moon, baby, I'm going to take you to the moon and back. Would you take a trip to the moon and go on a date?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Japanese billionaire wants to make this happen for a lucky young lady out there. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but it's Yakasuku Mazibi, something like that. You know, my Japanese is off. But he's a Japanese billionaire. They're going to the moon in 2023. He has been named as a silent person who's going to be on the flight. And he said he wants to share this experience with somebody. And he currently does not have a girlfriend in his life. So he wants to meet somebody and literally take her to the moon. Mm. How you going to top that? If you meet a girl, they say she go to the moon with this dude. And then all of a sudden they break up. How you top that?
I'm not taking you to the moon.
She done been to the moon with somebody. You can't top that.
I ain't taking you to the moon and we just go together.
Well, he a billionaire. He don't care nothing about that. All right. Also a trending this morning, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are trending this morning. Of course, Bad Boys 3 is getting ready to drop this Thursday night. And we're going to see it tonight for the special premiere. But they were also named honorary police officers down in Miami-Dade County.
Really?
Can you imagine getting pulled over by Will Smith as an honorary police officer or either Martin Lawrence?
I can see Martin rolling up.
Like, oh, Marty Ma.
Coming up on the passenger side. What's up? License and registration, please.
I wouldn't even take them serious if they pulled me over.
Do you know why I pulled you over? No. You so crazy. You was going 92? No.
I think that's dope, though, that Miami-Dade County decided to name them honorary police officers. I really think that's dope. So
it is dope.
Shout out to Miami. I wonder where they one of the ones who pulled over Trick Daddy.
I don't know.
Last but not least, Oscar nominations are in, and boy, the Joker is killing it. The Joker is killing it with 11 nominations. And the Oscars is pretty, I'm going to go ahead and say the Oscars is pretty white again this year. I've only seen one of us nominated.
Just one.
So far. Ms. Johnson's got more details on the Oscars coming up in your nose and neighbor news at 7:24. That's what's trending this morning inside the Madhouse.
No limit,
You say a lot of things. And you say. that's how black come out of the zone. Another Larry Boyd Madhouse, 7:02, 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. A hot day in the Queen City is going to be right near 70, 63 degrees right now. They're calling for rain all day today. It's off right now. Then it's going to start back later on in the morning at about 9:30-ish, and then it's going to be with us until about 3:30. Then it's going to stop, taper off, and then be back tonight right about 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight, and then stay with us all the way until tomorrow afternoon, and then it's finally going to clear out. Tomorrow's high is going to be about 70 again. Then we got a cold front coming in for the weekend, so... All right, a lot of y'all out there getting sick because you out there thinking it's summertime and springtime. It is still wintertime. I don't care if it's 100 degrees outside. It is still wintertime. You ain't going to know what to do with your body by Friday now. I'm telling you, better get it together. All right, we want to let y'all shine. You know how we do it about this time. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy! 570-WPG, you got somebody you need to let shine? Let's do it right now. Future, Kendrick Lamar, Mask Off Remix.
I promise you, swag. In your metrics, mask off.
Nothing for Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Time to let y'all shine this morning. You know how it goes down. Shine is being brought to you by the Dr. Martin Luther King Week of Free Events for the entire family. You can check it out. We got the parade going down this Saturday. I'll be hosting that. Then the celebration is going to continue on Monday with the prayer breakfast. And, you know, it's going to be music, dance, art at the as far as the national observance. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let Anaya Tate shine for Central Cabarrus, scoring a 1,000 points the other night. She's in the Charlotte Observer for Player of the Week. Nominate, vote for her.
Hey, shout out to my high school, baby. Central Cabarrus, what up? Power 98, good morning. Who you letting the light shine on?
Good morning. I want to let my mommy shine this morning because... She goes to work for me and my sisters and my brothers, and she loves us very much. So I love you.
Hallelujah.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to send a shout out to Ramsey Hyde and Madison Hyde. Shout on me. Shout on me.
You can't sing the song. Power 98, good morning. You letting the light shine? Power 98, good morning. You letting the light shine on somebody?
Yes.
Who you letting the light shine on?
I'm letting the light shine on everybody that's walking, talking, living, and breathing like them.
Amen.
Amen, Miss April.
Amen, April.
April, you sound like you fell out the bed and got on the phone.
April, did you just wake up?
April just woke up, fell out the bed. You didn't even brush your teeth yet, hey.
Yes, I have.
Everyone. Alarm went off. April said, oh, my God. Shine.
Right.
Oh my God. I got you to the phone. Oh my God.
Every what kind of toothpaste you use?
Huh?
Colgate. Colgate, baby. Team Colgate, April.
April, you ain't punched that Colgate this morning.
Happy
to
Ricky Bank for Tuesday.
All right, April. You go on the
Tuesday. Oh, my God, I'm going to shine.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry.
It's BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folk got hit his no cap.
7:18 here in the Queen City, and your Nosy Neighbor News is coming up next, talking about the Oscar nominations. Got details about who was snubbed and who is getting a nomination. 50 Cent is responding to all of you fans that had a problem with Power this week. Gonna let you know what he has to say. Trick Daddy got something to say to y'all about his mugshot. He's like, hey, just tune in. Let me let you know what he has to say to y'all about his mugshot. And Young Jock has added something new to his resume. What has Young Jock added to his resume?
Oh, Young Jock just became an exotic dancer because he's preparing for the Boosie stroll-off. So in order to prepare, he went to go take some dancing classes. He went to the strip club because, you know, Atlanta's the home of the strip club, so he became an exotic dancer.
Okay. I know. He got a belly button ring.
That's not a job. It's not like something new to your resume.
He models belly button rings.
He models belly button rings.
After the perm.
Might be one of your stupidest answers ever.
He's modeling belly button rings.
All right. Well, find out what it is. It's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
Chris Brown, Gunna. The name of the song is Heat here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, January 14th, being brought to you by Coats for Kids. You can join Power 98 as we join the WSOC-TV team for their annual Steve Coats for Kids Wednesday, January 15th. That's tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. It's going down at 1901 North Tryon Street right here in Charlotte for their special collection day. Let's help keep children in our community warm this winter by donating new or gently used coats to benefit Crisis Assistance Ministry. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. The Oscar nominations are out. Beyoncé's Spirit from The Lion King and Pharrell and Chad Hugo's Letter to My Godfather from The Black Godfather were both recognized early on but failed to make the nomination list. Also making that people that did make the nomination list, Barack and Michelle Obama. They received their first Oscar nomination for their film American Factory. It was nominated for Best Documentary. Netflix is coming in with a whopping 24 Oscar nominations, which means they probably gonna win in some category. The Oscars will take place on February 9th. After the fans' disappointment of Sunday night's episode of Power, 50 Cent is doing some damage control in only a way that he can. He took to social media to address fans, saying, y'all don't like Power this week? Don't worry, next week will be even worse. Alright, remember I told you all about Trick Daddy being arrested over the weekend for DUI and cocaine possession? Well, when the mugshot hit social media, fans were quick to speak about the Miami rapper's hairline with jokes and memes and everything else. Trick didn't appreciate that, y'all. Y'all gotta stop. He hopped on Facebook to say, let me get this right. You lie on me, make fun of the fact that I have lupus, and all this just for likes? Thank God I'm strong.
Okay. Don't,
leave him alone.
Okay.
Leave him alone.
I like Trick Daddy.
You deal with this on Thursday, Burpee.
I like Trick Daddy. Yeah, write that one down.
You deal with this on Thursday. All right. Akon is about to change the game. The rap mogul just finalized his agreement for Akon City. The city will be developed in Senegal and is a part of a 10-year project. Akon plans on keeping the city eco-friendly as it develops. That's huge. Young Jock has something new to add to his resume. He is a ride-share driver. The rapper now drives for the new ATL app called Pull Up and Go. Jock says it is a fun way to make some extra cash, and it was something on his bucket list. He also goes on to say that this new job shows kids that they shouldn't be too ashamed or prideful to try a new gig, and it teaches them about making an honest buck. So shout out to Young Jock. Happy birthday to Evelyn Braxton, Slick Rick, and LL Cool J. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
Power 98.
Another Bel Air, the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about 50 Cent. What did she say about 50 Cent? 570-WPEG. What was his response to the people? 50 crazy. 570-WPEG. First call through with the correct answer. You know we got something for you. And salute the Young Jock, man. That's real big. Actually, started a ride share app too that I hooked up with some people on. Be talking about later on. Coming up, we got the hottest hashtag on Instagram, baby. You know what it is. Let them know, big dog.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Man.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 20 minutes away from your money word. That's going to drop right at 8 o'clock. Your chance to win $1,000 in cold hard cash. And of course, you got to hit the hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD Madhouse. Question of the day. What are we talking about today, Ms. Justin?
We are talking about Burger King. There's an ad that Burger King has out, and in the ad, he says, damn.
Yeah.
And so 1 million moms has started this petition to boycott Burger King for the use of the word damn in the ad because they say it is not a good example for children. So you can go to our Instagram pages to actually see the ad. But you got to watch it closely because you might miss the word. That's how quickly as it goes by. At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave your comments on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, now it's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Man.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
Hashtag Larry Man has been brought to you by DTLR. You know what they bring it to you. The official CIAA Step Show Throwdown. Greek versus Greek. It's the final chapter. Friday, February 28th, Charlotte Convention Center. You know I'm in the building. Got my big dog with me.
That's me.
And of course, we bring in Tiana Mari. She's going to be performing live. You better get your tickets right now because this will be another CIAA Step Show sellout. Log on to power98fm.com to get your tickets. All right. Today, hashtag Larry is mad at this man who was vacationing in Mexico. I don't know what kind of feeling he got in Mexico, but whatever kind of feeling he got, it landed him in the hospital. That's right, in the hospital. He landed in the hospital because I guess he was feeling a little freaky, and he decided to go grab some Viagra. But this wasn't that, it wasn't that any type of Viagra. This was that A1 unstepped on pure cut Viagra. It was Viagra for bulls. So they give bulls Viagra because it helps them when they want to breed them with cows.
Right.
So this man went and grabbed the Viagra for bulls, and he wanted to stand up like a bull. And he had an erection. For 3 days, Burpee.
3 days.
Now, most people be like, boy, let's go. Boy, I ain't gonna stand up like that for 3 days. I'm straight. But nah, they said it causes a health condition.
Duh.
With all that blood standing up for 3 days, he's about to bust his heart out. 3 days. Now, I'm trying to go through this 3 day period with him. The first day, he probably was like, yeah, but I'm about to. The second day, he probably was like, The third day, he probably was about to die.
It shouldn't have got today, too. It only supposed to last 4 hours.
Not the Viagra for bulls. They said they don't know when it was going to wear off. Don't y'all boys go out here and try to find no Viagra for bulls. I know how y'all do, but tell me, well, if I just bite a little piece. Or if
bull
I don't,
balls.
If bull, I don't bite, if I don't, can't say if I don't bite the whole thing, it might last for a couple hours. Don't y'all go get this Viagra for bulls. It's not it, fellas. This is not it. Three. He had to go have an operation. So I got a lot of other questions. Like, what do how does the doctor correct this? Like,
I think they have to split it open.
I'm out of there. I don't want no more.
I think they got to split it open and get it on up out of there.
Bourbon, would you?
Got to get it on Bourbon, up out of
you,
there.
Would you take a little crumb of dough to try it out?
What? Hell no. For bulls? I like to think of myself as pretty bullish, but I ain't.
Bourbon,
I ain't
3 days.
No Viagra for 3 days,
Bourbon,
man.
It stood up for 3 days,
I
though.
Ain't got no blood in my head. How's he walking?
But he was standing strong, though. I bet he was taking selfies and everything.
He is your girlfriend.
No, equilibrium is off.
Woo! I'm mad at whoever gave this man that wrong
it's
Viagra.
It's not a good thing when your woman complaining about it.
Baby, it won't go down. It won't
okay,
go
look now, these covers, I'm getting cold at night.
Woo!
No limit,
In 2019, there were 19 deaths.
Continues. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming. We burn so sweet. The thrill of victory. The agony defeat. Request slow. Flaming delicious.
598 WPG. Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Another Larry Money Man. How Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. Incognito live in the kitchen. You know what time it is. It's time to get Burpee Stokes.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Larry, some things just they get to you differently. They touch different.
Mm.
Let's talk about it. Let's go there. Let's go there today on Tuesday, Larry. I'm talking about cheating.
Mm.
I'm going to say this. People not going to like it. Women, y'all cheat different than men. Men are more sensitive than women.
Mm, okay.
You can't cheat. You want to see a man hurt? Let him find out his woman cheating on him.
We're going to need a wheelchair.
You ever seen that conversation when he found out his girl cheated on him?
I seen him.
You heard his voice? You hear how high his voice get when he said, how's he going to do this to me? How's he going to do this to me? You can't do this. Really? Him over me? All the stuff I do for you? Everything I do for you, this is what you do to me? All right. I don't need you. They say all the stuff they don't mean in the conversation. I don't need you. Go be with him then. Go be with him. Soon as she start walking to the door, where you going? Where you going? It hurt different, ladies. You know why it hurt different? Because you actually like the person that you cheated on that man with. If a man cheat on you, he don't necessarily like that woman. It's just a divide and conquer mentality for men. We do it in war. We try to conquer all lands. We do that.
That's what they
said. It was a war. In war, Larry. What you trying to do? You trying to conquer the territory that you're going to get. Am I lying? Stop me when I'm lying. Ladies, don't you dare do nothing to that man to hurt his feelings. Ain't nothing. They say ain't nothing like a woman scorn. That is BS. Ain't nothing like a man that found out his woman done cheated on. All the female is going to come out of that dude when he found. How you going to do this to me? How you going to do this to me?
And those from Burpee Stars. Think about it.
What you thought?
Oh, no.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap. No cap.
821 here in the Queen City. Here's your nosy neighbor news quickie. Cory Booker is out. The senator announced that he is no longer running for president after he failed to gain traction in national polls and didn't qualify for two Democratic debates. He also needed to raise $1.7 million before September 30th in order to stay in the race. Now, Donald Trump hopped on Twitter to sarcastically say I can rest easy tonight. I was so concerned that I would someday have to go head to head with him. But Cory Booker is out of the Democratic presidential race. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Best thing. Who the next best thing?
Hey. Nolan Belair, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all get to be the music critic today. 63 degrees today. Size is going to be right near 70 with rain. Yep, you get to be the music critic. We're going to drop the song. You let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade would you get us on? Mm-hmm. Just that easy. 570-WPEG. We're trying to find out if this is the next big thing. The name of the song is called Blue Dream. Check it out.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
It goes like this. 570-WPEG. Tell us what you thought about the song. What letter grade would you give it? And are we going to keep it or are we going to sweep it? Tap in right now. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Power Saturday's live broadcast happens
in not they lead. This is super sport.
Nolan Belair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know what time it is? All right, we got to find out what y'all thought about the next big thing. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it. And what letter grade y'all going to give it?
Good morning. No, no, no. What was that? That song was all over the place. No. Sweep it. Yeah. Fail. Flunk. Forget it.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. That's some good feel-good music. I liked it. It wasn't bad at all. I'll keep it, and I'll give it a B minus, C plus, B minus, something like that.
Hey, good morning, Jess. Let's please keep that. Something different on the radio. Good morning. I give it a B plus. I can ride to that. I keep it.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, that song had me vibing. I thought I was damn Superfly. So yeah, that's a key. I give it a A minus. You know, the lyrics could have been a little bit better because everybody rapping about what they're smoking and all that. Give it some content.
Good morning. I want to sweep it. I ain't even gonna lie. I give it a C because, you know, it started out pretty good. I had a radio up. I was so excited to hear it. And then, you know, it just went down south, and I kind of tuned out and forgot some plans.
Honey. Now, I don't mean no harm, but that I don't know what that song made me think about, that grease, that hair grease. My mom used to put in my sister's hair, that old blue grease. That's what that song made me think about, the 70s, honey. Now, they got some vocals and he can rap, but, honey, that don't mesh well together. Do your own thing, honey. I'm going to give that a C. A C because he need to cut it. Bye. Ooh.
Man, I got it. Bravo, 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 man. Like, if I wasn't in the car, I would have a standing ovation for that song. Like, it definitely, in my book, gets an A+ because everything about it just worked well. It sounded different. It gave me like Pimp C vibes at first. I was like, okay, I give it an A+. And they made sure I was at the end. I was thinking, please don't keep rapping. Like, just stop it. You know what I'm saying? And like, they cut it off at the perfect, I don't know, it sounded like 8 to 12 bars. And they didn't extend the verses too long. It was short. It was sweet. It was perfect. I give it an A+. Best song all year.
Good morning, man. We're going to keep that thing, man. I'm going to give it a C.
All right, your votes are in. 67% of Madhouse Nation. Y'all said y'all wanted to keep it with an overall letter grade of a C+/B-. What the Madhouse thought about it? Up next inside the Madhouse, 570-WPEG. We got you.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
Northside.
Five out of eight WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Next big thing, Blue Dream by Dirk Dollar featuring Crit and Dee Rose. And 67% of Madhouse Nation said they wanted to keep it with an overall letter grade of a C+/B-. Miss Jessica, what you thought about the song?
I like the song. It was definitely a good little vibe to it. I agree with the caller, though. I sort of forgot that it was on at one point towards the end. But I definitely want to hear it again and listen to it. I would give it an A-/B+, and it would be a key.
Burp.
I liked it. I really liked it, actually. I thought the beat was dope. I thought it sounded good when it first came on. I was like, that sounded like a Crit song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I liked it. Nothing bad about it. I keep it letter grade A.
Okay. I echo what y'all say. I definitely think it was a keep, well put together. You got a hot feature in Crit, and a lot of times you put a rapper that hot on your song, you could get outflowed, or you could just lose it. But I thought the song was well put together. Production was on point. And yeah, I'm keeping it with an A. I heard some callers say it was all over the place. I didn't think so. And I think that it goes along with kind of like what that song that The Game got with Anderson .Paak. That vibe song, mm-hmm. It goes along with that, and I like that. So I like this one too. I thought it was, I agree with my man Friday. I thought it was one of the best ones we had so far. So yeah, I'm giving it an A and keep. How do we get on the next big thing?
Send us a clean, radio-ready version of your original song. Send it on over to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That is carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hit.
Time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Yeah, Pod 98 WPEG. Good morning. Who is this?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Oh, Lord.
What? Kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
All right, I need you to name three members of Dipset.
Dipset.
It's a hip-hop group.
Yeah. Cameron.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the only one I know, really.
What? That's it?
That's it?
That's it.
No, 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 no.
Ah, that's
no, no.
That ain't gonna work.
What you got for it, Burp?
I need you to tell me, what was the name of the island where Martin, Gina, Tommy, and Pam vacationed on and the puppy was in the room?
Man, I don't know.
You don't know the name of the island?
No, 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 no. No, no.
Well, Larry, was she Black Smart?
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. To the no, no, no.
Hell to the no.
Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Listen.
That was quick. You think you're Black Smart? You want to steal these tickets? 570-WPEG call right now.
No limit, Larry.
Let your folks, what do you have to say?
It go down in the deal.
All right, man, your madhouse question of the day was what, Ms. Jessica?
We are talking about Burger King. There's a group called 1 Million Moms, and they started a petition to boycott Burger King because of an ad that includes the word damn. They say it is extremely destructive and damaging to impressionable children. Do you agree with it? The petition already has over 9,000 signatures. Rashad Smith Cooper said, then go to hell. Do not pass. Mary Kelly says, if that's the worst thing that my kid hears this week, I'd be a happy mama. Mm. Brian Howard says, sounds like someone needs some attention. Chastity Hill says, who cares about a commercial when 100% of children hear worse words on a playground?
Mm. Rachel Brown said, boycott for what? Nah, we're not doing that. Naflock said, oh my God, this era is so sensitive. Sit down somewhere. Luchin said, nah, we ain't doing that, No Limit Larry. We're not doing that.
Don't be a a-hole said, Pams. Petty ass moms. Cassie No E said, it sounds like a group of bored Caucasian housewives.
Oh, wow.
Had nothing else better to do with their time. Chris Jones said, the people protesting all this BS nowadays were the lame kids in school nobody liked and got picked on.
Mm. All right, but they tapped in on the voicemail. Here's what they had to say, 704-227-8780.
The word damn. I'm pretty sure that kids around the world have heard the word damn plenty of times to where they're not going to worry about Burger King saying damn. I'm pretty sure the parents that are boycotting it and writing petitions probably cuss around their kids and heard a lot worse than the word damn.
So you're trying to tell me a million moms started a petition for Burger King for saying damn, come on, yo. We ain't got nothing else, nothing to be focusing on besides Burger King. If anything, boycott the for feeding y'all kids all this. Never mind.
Okay, big dog. You sound like he's from straight from New York, son.
Why you mad, boy?
You know what I mean? He was mad, son. You know me, son. He really put his stems on, son, and got mad, son. Like, he was mad at them. Like, for real. Like, if he seen one of them right now, he'd do something, son.
Tell him why you mad, boy.
You know what I mean? I'm mad if you don't tap in on this Madhouse question of the day, man. Every morning it goes down at 605. You can leave your response 704-227-8780 on our Instagram page. Miss Jessica's up next, like, yo. Shut up, Burpee.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.